Hey, we are Quixie 98.3. Bart Lovins, director of the Hardin County Schools Performing Arts Center, is on the phone with us, and it is time for this month's PAC Kids Spotlight. Good morning, Bart.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're still all socially distancing and such, so what's going on at the PAC before we get into the spotlight for this month?
Well, you know, that it's funny that you mentioned that one of the things that we're working on right now is how, what does theater look like with social distancing? What's the future look for us? And we're going through numerous scenarios trying to figure out how we move forward. The PAC is available right now under very strict restrictions. Dance rehearsals for 50 or fewer. We can't do performances yet. We're still working on the finances of being able to offer performances, and we've not received any guidance from the state on vocal or music productions indoors. So we're waiting to hear about all of those things. In the meantime, I'm looking at how other states are handling things and federal guidelines so that when we do get that guidance, we can move forward.
And you folks have had the ability to do some kind of overhauling and cleaning and some remodeling while all this was going on, so you got to take advantage of that at least.
Well, you know, it's a very much a situation of be careful what you wish for. I've been talking to our superintendent for probably about 5 years now going, hey, we're coming up on 20 years, and we've got a lot of things that need to be done. I think we may have to shut down for a year to get all of these things done that we need to get done. And so we've really been able to hack away at that to-do list and get a lot of things taken care of.
That's fantastic. Well, onward to the PAC.
I wish we were doing it under better circumstances.
Surely, absolutely. Well, onward to the PAC Kids Spotlight for this month. It's North Hardin graduate and North Middle's current band director, Brittany. And pronounce her last name. I don't want to butcher it.
Sure. It's Froge.
Froge. Okay.
Yes. Kind of combine the word fur and fudge.
There you go. Well, tell us about Brittany and why she is the PAC Kid Spotlight, even though she's a grown-up now.
Well, she was a PAC Kid back in, I think it was 2004, 2005. She was a junior at that time at North Hardin. And a very gifted musician in North Hardin's band under Chuck Campbell's direction at that time, and has since gone on to, I can't remember what school she went to now. I hate that I don't remember that, but got her degree, and she is now band director. And it's kind of, you know, it's almost like they, when Chuck passed the torch to the next generation, so to speak.
That's fantastic. So what are some of the productions that we would have seen her in back in the day?
Band. She was band 24/7. I think she played in the pit for a few things for the fall musical for us and for youth theater in the summers. But North Hardin's band has been, for as long as I can remember, very encompassing, all-encompassing. When you're part of that group, you eat, live, sleep, and breathe band.
That is fantastic.
And they have the accolades to show that, too. I mean, they've played Carnegie Hall several times. They've won district championships, state championships, even some national championships, if I remember correctly.
Well, that is our PAC Kids Spotlight for this month.
Yeah.
And that is Bart Lovins. And we look forward to being able to see you in person again soon.
One of these days.